Vermont Democrats control both chambers of the legislature and are strongly positioned to retain power in the November elections. A new poll commissioned by Vermont Public Radio and Vermont PBS shows Republican Governor Phil Scott's favorability has dropped to 45%, boosting the hopes of the four candidates in August's Democratic primary. Last week, Josh Massey took over as the executive director of the Vermont Democratic Party. He had worked for the Vermont Democratic Party before moving to Vancouver in 2015, but he returned following the Democratic losses in the 2016 election. Massey explains why he wants to lead the state party.
So I was the coordinating campaign director in 2014 for the Vermont Democratic Party and a field organizer in 2012. And so I'm very familiar with the folks that run the party and the members and the legislators. And so I wanted to, the chance came open to serve as the executive director, and it was something I was very happy to apply for and want to continue to push the party forward and build a solid future for us.
So what exactly does the executive director of a state party do?
The executive director does a lot of things for the party. We focus on fundraising. We focus on messaging. We oversee a team of very talented folks in communications, finance, compliance, campaign directors, campaign teams, then work really close with the state committee members to help build their state committee meetings, work with the county chairs, and, of course, help work with the local officials to make sure that we're winning elections.
Josh, in Vermont, there are three parties that are considered major parties, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Progressive Party. The Democrats and Progressives have control of the legislature right now. Why do you think Democrats are so strong in Vermont state politics?
I think that the Vermont Democrats have done a tremendous job over the last 40 years of running people who share Vermont values, and I believe that those values come out in legislation, and Vermonters continue to support the party because of the legislation they're able to put forward.
A lot of progressive candidates will align themselves with Democrats. What do you make of that, and how, as executive director of the Vermont Democrats, will you approach that?
Yeah, we want to have a close relationship with the progressives. They're our friends, and we agree on about 99% of things, and so we want to continue to partner with them to bring about Democratic and progressive legislation.
Josh Massey, you are now in the state Democratic Party's top position. What in your background do you think will be your best asset as you work as the executive director in Vermont?
Definitely being through the two previous election cycles in 2012 and 2014 are something that is, of course, is going to be very helpful in my role. Also working for the Vermont State Employees Association and learning the inner workings of state government and meeting with commissioners and agency secretaries and then with state employees is something also that brings a lot of perspective for me. And then I've been a manager at nonprofits as well, so working with different funding sources and budgets is something that will also help me move forward in this job.
It's a very active midterm this year. Is the Vermont Democratic Party going to focus on the local and legislative races, or are you also going to be looking at the national midterms and the potential impacts there?
Yeah, of course, we are very thrilled to push forward our congressional delegation. We have the best congressional delegation in the country. So this year we'll have the House of Representatives and the Senate seat on the ballot. And so that is the top of the ticket for us. We're going to focus extremely hard on taking back the governorship and then all the way down to our state senators and our House of Representatives to folks running for sheriff and all the way down. We're going to be trying to pull that entire ticket together and push folks to the poll to vote for the entire ticket.
How much interest do you think there is from voters about the midterms this year?
I don't have any polling data on that currently. I think that there's a lot of excitement nationally, and I believe that that'll carry all the way down to the state level, of course, as well.
Do you think Vermonters tend to be a bit more active politically?
Yes, I think we're a very active political state, and we usually turn out voters at a higher percentage than other states, absolutely.
Josh, I know you just started the job, but how secure do you believe the Vermont legislature will be for Democrats in the November elections?
Yeah, I think we're going to stay very secure, and I think we're going to add to that strength as well.
Why?
I believe that we have a governor that has vetoed a budget twice and once it was not signed on his desk, and I think people are paying attention to that, both at the governor's race and at the House level as well, and we just want to make sure that we are electing people that are going to serve Vermont and are able to get legislation passed and governed. I think there's a lot of attention and momentum to make sure that we have a government that is functioning for Vermonters.
And Josh, are you going to be out helping candidates on the campaign trail, or as executive director, do you have to coordinate from Montpelier?
Both. I'll be working a lot of time in Montpelier, and I'll be spending time in Burlington or campaigner's office as well. But I guess as much as possible, I'm going to be out in the field with candidates and different events. Helping lead that effort as well.
All seats in the Vermont legislature, as well as the governor and lieutenant governor, are on November's ballot. U.S. Democratic Representative Peter Welch, a Democrat, and independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats, also face re-election. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.